We were trying to sort of roughly paint a portrait of what happens to people in these situations. And you've described a lot of it in terms of the therapies that are given, you know, some of the psychosocial issues that are occurring at the same time, goals, et cetera. But there's another thing that we found that sort of layers in there in terms of this overall picture, which is that out of these 233 people who all had common cancers that we know when they're metastatic are not currently curable, of these 233 people, 15 entered clinical trials, and less than half were clinical trials even brought up as a possibility. And, you know, our take on this is that it's not because the patients don't want to go on trials. It's not that the docs don't want to put patients on trials, but the system, the infrastructure that a doc deals with just doesn't provide that opportunity. Any thoughts about that?
Yeah, this is absolutely. And I looked at some of this data from your project, Neil, and that definitely struck me as a major issue. Especially in the ovarian cancer, I felt even from my own experience, I'm very involved in clinical research. We have a very big organization. We put around 13-14% of our patients on clinical trials. Not good enough, but better than the national averages. But I was really surprised that I have not been able to put many patients ovarian cancer on trials. I think it is because of the difficult infrastructure, no question about it. It has become so much easier than before, than a decade or two ago. But for some diseases, it is really harder. It's so much easier now to put patients with lung cancer on studies. We have a lot of studies. I mean, breast has always been very good. But in ovarian, this is another, Dr. Perur maybe can discuss the percentage of patients who go on the clinical trials with ovarian cancer. Why is it so low? I mean, I have another part-time job sort of surveying cancer programs in this country for the American College of Surgeons. And it's amazing the lack of number of patients put on the clinical trials. Again, much better than before, but it's not much more than the 6% we mandate people to put on to get accreditation. I think we really need to work on a system that is smoother to enroll patients on the clinical trials.